You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. All right, well, we're on the line with Senator Tuberville's office. We're waiting for him to be able to get to the phone. Busy schedule in D.C. As soon as he's on the air, we will put him on. But do know this, if you are in support of what Senator Tuberville is doing right now, standing up against the Department of Defense's effort to pretend that it's the legislative body and that it can change policy, it can change law, and it can spend federal dollars to support abortion, even for the fact they can do that, they think they can do that, in states like Alabama where we are a pro-life state. Well, the guy who's standing in the gap on that issue has been Senator Tuberville. And right now on the Right Side Radio website, there is a link at the top of every page. If you go to rightsideradio.org, you'll see it. It says, join us in support of Senator Tuberville's stance against taxpayer-supported abortion. You could click on that, put your name on the list, and be one of many who are showing our senior senator from Alabama that we appreciate having somebody who takes a stand. Without further ado, let me just do this. I'm going to go ahead right now and just say welcome to Right Side Radio once again, U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville. How you doing, Coach? How you doing?
Hey, Phil. Afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, as you said, up here fighting. You know, I call it the clown show. Sometimes, you think it's a three-ring circus going on up here. We get a lot done. Unfortunately, some of it's not for the betterment of the country or our Constitution or our Bill of Rights, but we're fighting, and we're fighting for the taxpayers and the citizens in Alabama and all across the country, and, you know, it's a big day for me. This is D-Day.
Well, I was going to ask you about that.
79 years ago, he landed at Utah Beach, drove a tank across Europe for 2 years, awarded 5 Bronze Stars on the Purple Heart. Think about that at age 18. And, you know, that was a different generation. I said, Dad, how was it? He said, son, I was cold, I was hungry, and I was scared for 2 years. And you can imagine, you know, because that was a war. That was hand-to-hand combat on the ground, and it was brutal. But they say, I've read many books about it, that the 4 hours of the morning of the invasion on D-Day, when they landed on the beach, changed the history of the world, and also it was the most important time in the 20th century, because if we had not won that day, and we'd got pushed back, and our troops had not have been successful, you know, we wouldn't have the world, safe world that we live in here today.
Yeah, it was a day full of heroes, and it was a day full of miracles if you get down to it, even with the Rangers climbing the cliffs at Point de Hoc and other places like that, all along that shoreline. But so your dad was there. Well, we honor his service, Coach, and thanks so much for pointing that out, and we appreciate the fact that he was one of the many who made that happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Well, hey,
I'm going one day. I've never been over there, Phil. Have you ever been there? I've never been to Normandy. Have you been?
I have not. It's a bucket list for me. I mean, I feel like I need to go. And my grandfather was with the 82nd Airborne and the 18th Airborne Corps, and he marched across Europe through the Battle of the Bulge and all of it. And so it's a bucket list item for me to go.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my dad fought in all those. He's Battle of the Bulge and Ardennes, and he drove for Patton for a while, you know, tanking his army. But, you know, that was a amazing time. And now we get 79 years later, and we still got wars going on across the world. And hopefully we can get some of these get back down to reality and stop killing people.
Well, and I agree. And hey, Coach, let me ask you this too before we even jump into the topic of these holds you've got on Department of Defense promotions for flag officers. You had a pretty interesting week with somebody making actual death threats, claiming to be a sniper, and he was going to be taking you out for daring to take a stand on something like this. All good up there?
Yeah, it's good. You know, this is not the first one. I'm nearing half a dozen that you know, you get threats and I tell people that we've got a mental illness problem in this country, and I don't think there's any doubt most people understand that. A lot of it's addiction and drugs and alcohol, but we don't do a lot. You know, we don't have a crisis. We've got an emergency, mental health emergency, and all the people that I've had these threats from are people that have had problems, mental problems, and so you got to really be careful, obviously, and it's something that you don't take lightly, but you also got to go on with life and do your job.
Well, and absolutely. And we're glad you're well. And it's the kind of thing, I mean, just me having been in state politics, it was amazing to me. I had to open a file at the local sheriff's office with some of the threat letters that I got, especially when they started delivering them to my house without a stamp, which means they were putting them in the mailbox themselves. Anyway, praying for you and glad of it. But hey, let me ask you this, though. The most recent threat you got was over the fact that you have placed a hold on Department of Defense promotions for admirals and generals, which some call the end of the world and the fact that like it's going to somehow crash our national security. But the reality is what it means is you're saying, hey, DOD, don't think you can go make the laws when you feel like it. Talk to us a minute.
Yeah, do your job and let us do ours. You know, we were elected. I told the Secretary of Defense, Secretary Austin, that he was appointed. He was not elected, and it's not his job through the Constitution to make the laws in this country. And if you're going to change one, just write and draw the law up, send it through your group, and let's put it on the floor and vote on it. I mean, that's as simple as that. I mean, I'm having a tough time because I'm military. My dad was military. Actually, you know, we talked about it earlier, but he died on active duty at age 53. And so it really bothers me that I'm having to do this. But, you know, somebody's got to take a stand against these people that are trying to dictate, you know, from the Pentagon or from the White House. I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me. And so they keep telling me I'm affecting readiness. Well, fine. We'll change the policy back to what it was, and let's go back to work. It's as simple as that. But they're holding on to the same policy. Well, I'm going to hold on to these holes, and I'm not giving in. And so they're going to have a huge problem. Now, it's not that they can't feel that they can't get these nominations through. They got to do them one at a time. But, well, they don't want to do that. They want to do them all at once, which is what we normally do. And I said, well, we're not going to do it that way. You can go, we call it regular order, where you go through committee and then you go on the floor. And most of these I'll probably vote for.
Yep.
I don't have anything against them. It's the process of which they're doing this. And this country is not run by a dictator. It's run by a democracy, a republic. We're elected through a constitution and a bill of rights to run this country through the Senate and the House, and that's the way we're going to do it.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you got not only the fact that they're usurping the authority that they don't have, but we've got federal law that prohibits the use of federal funds to pay for abortion, and then you've got the 10th Amendment, which says that states are allowed to have a say, which the Dobbs decision out of the Supreme Court last year says abortion is a states' rights issue, and we are a pro-life state, and yet they want to station people here and help fund the abortion of people in the state of Alabama. I mean, the whole thing flies in the face of every legality we can name.
Yeah, exactly right. You know, the Hyde Amendment was passed years ago, voted on by Joe Biden and a lot of the people that are pushing this, that says that the Hyde Amendment says you cannot spend taxpayer money on abortions because a lot of people don't believe in it. Some do, and that's fine. That's their belief. That you're fine with that. But Joe Biden voted for a bill that says taxpayer money not to fund abortions. And so, you know, we've had a policy in the military for years. Nobody's ever complained about it. Three exceptions, you know, the rape, incest, and the health of the mom. And it has been outstanding, but now they're changing this rule. They're allowing not just the military members, but also their dependents, paid for by taxpayers. Then they get 3 weeks off of paid leave, not counting the other leave that they get all year long. So taxpayer dollars and military resources to fund travel time, you know, it just goes against anything that our Constitution talks about. And they've got to come to a realization that we were elected, duly elected, start and make the laws in this country. And if we allow them to do this, what's the next one going to be?
Yeah.
And as you said earlier, Roe Wade, when they kick Roe Wade down the state, and you know, the Democrats up here saying, well, you know, the Republicans did away with abortion. No. The Supreme Court says, we're going to take judges out of it. We're going to take politicians out of it. We're going to send to the states and the states and vote on it themselves, which is what should have been done years and years ago. It's been done wrong. And so it's kicked back down there. Well, now the federal government and the White House, they said, well, they're going to do that. We're going to try to give as many abortions to anybody in the federal government because we control the federal government. No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Congress controls the federal government. And so, you know, we're setting up a stance here, and you know, I'm not trying to be hard-headed or difficult. I'm just saying you're not going to play dictator from the White House on the American people. It's not going to happen.
Well, and I'll close out that topic because I want to hit Space Command before we run out of time. But I'll say this too: that ain't nothing new. I mean, our own Richard Shelby did this in 2010 when they were holding back on the tanker bidding process, and then just like 3 years ago, Democrat Senator Tammy Duckworth held up 1,100 promotions when she was trying to get her way with something related to that guy Vindman, who was the whistleblower against Trump. Yeah. Hey, listen, Coach. We got about a minute and a half or 2 minutes left. Space Command. What the heck? Are we going to see Space Command come to Alabama? Have you heard anything new on this? What's going on?
We're still fighting for it. The problem that we're seeing now is all turned to all politics. And the Colorado delegation saying it was all politics when Trump gave it to Alabama. No, it was all facts. They did all these reviews. Alabama and Huntsville ended up number one in almost every one of them. Heck, Colorado barely made the top five. Nebraska was second. There was two Texas places, second, third and fourth. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. But they're actually now trying to change some of the requirements now that they're trying to figure a way to give it to Colorado, what they're trying to do. And it's all politics. And Joe Biden's not running the White House. Somebody's running it behind the scenes for him. I mean, poor guy, you know, I feel bad for him, but it is what it is. And we got to fight whoever's trying to make these moves. But we're all over Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin. We're all over the Secretary of Air Force. I mean, they're actually look like they're embarrassed over this. How it's all been handled and not handled correctly. We got to have Space Command going. But they've been spending money in Colorado they should have never spent. Congressman Rogers found out about it. He's let them know very quickly, hey, somebody has been spending money they're not supposed to spend. So we're going to get to the bottom of it, and hopefully we can meet with some of their group this week and get it back on track. But I just hate it for the people of Alabama and people of Huntsville and really the citizens across the country, because this is the best place for it, and we know that a future war could be decided from space. So it's very important we put it in the right spot. If Huntsville wasn't the right place, I wouldn't be fighting like we're fighting, but it is the right place. It's been proven that, and we got to fight these politics.
Yeah, and the reality is, too, Colorado came in number four on the list. They weren't even right behind Huntsville. They were several down the list. So
right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well,
it's all about politics, Bill. All about politics.
Well, we're glad that you and Senator Britt and the rest of our U.S. delegation are standing pretty firm on this. And I'm also, I've even noticed, too, that it doesn't always happen this way. But, you know, our one Democrat, Congressman Sewell, she is just as engaged on this as the rest of y'all. So anyway, stay in the fight. And U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville, we really appreciate your time today. Thanks for calling the Right Side Radio.
Thank you, Bill. God bless.
All right. Take care now. All right. I ran long on purpose, but let's go ahead and take the break. We'll come right back. We're in three of the Triple Dipper. It's called Pushing Back. What you just heard there was a U.S. senator, and he's just pissing people off left and right. He's pushing back. He's saying, you know what? You can't do it that way. And oh, by the way, here's what I can do about it. And one man is now standing against the entire Department of Defense and, oh, by the way, against a whole lot of members of the House and Senate who were ticked off at him. And he's doing it anyway because it's the right thing to do. Loving that. More of it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.